Englander.
The views expressed on Inside Scoop do not necessarily reflect those of the station owner, management, or staff of WAGE.
Good afternoon, America. Good evening, I should say. Welcome to Mark Levine's Inside Scoop on Washington, where we bring you all the news from the nation's capital that the government does not want you to know. And I think it's safe to say that the members of the government, whether state, local, or federal officials, whether Democrats or Republicans, they really don't want you to know about their private sex lives. Frankly, it's probably none of our business. And yet, these scandals have existed since the founding of the Republic. Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson had their scandals. Presidents in the mid-1800s all the way up to the present day have had scandals of sex and adultery and cheating on their wives. These scandals often involve payments. All this came to mind to me when I heard Governor McGreevy, Democrat from New Jersey, step out Thursday and announce, with his wife by his side, a married man with two children, announced that he is gay and that he was having an adulterous affair with another man. That in and of itself didn't really shock me. There have been rumors about McGreevy for years. I certainly know the plight of gay people who are married to straight people. It's not a very happy situation for either. Frankly, it's one of the main reasons why I think we need gay marriage. Marriage between gay people obviously would not only help them, but would also help their straight spouses who would be married to straight people. But what surprised me was what followed when he resigned. Again, I don't think it's scandalous that so much that he was committing adultery. If all politicians in Washington who committed adultery were to suddenly resign, the corridors of power would be stunningly empty. But he did resign, and so I got to thinking that maybe there was something more. Maybe it was more than just adultery, and sure enough, out comes allegations that quickly follow that there was sexual harassment involved, blackmail. And then, just yesterday, I read in my Washington Post magazine a detailed story of what happened on Capitol Hill, something that happened that I remember when it happened, because I was working on the Hill at the time. And that is the story of Jessica Cutler, known by her blog name as Washingtonienne, a woman who was having sexual affairs with six prominent Washingtonians. And the only thing that makes her story unique is that she decided to tell it all on her internet blog. She told stories of having sex with married men, Bush officials who would give her cash afterwards, of men that wanted to spank her and be spanked. She told stories of how basically she was set up by various people in Capitol Hill. And again, her story wasn't so unusual, except that she published it, acting very much like a modern-day Samantha on Sex and the City. And when she did, of course, she was fired. The men that she had sex with remain in power. And one might feel sorry for her, maybe, if it were not for the fact that soon after she did a photo spread in Playboy and reportedly is now getting a six-figure advance on a book she plans to write about all of it. The question, it seems to me, is not so much the details, though the details, maybe they matter, is when is it proper to delve into the private sex life of a politician? We all know, there's no one in the world, I think, who doesn't know. Clearly no American is unaware of the pornographic details of Bill Clinton's sexual tryst with Monica Lewinsky. Kenneth Starr, appointed by judges chosen by Jesse Helms, made sure that every little last pornographic detail came out. We know those details. We also know very well the scandal of Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas. But are you aware that these scandals have a long history in American politics? Alexander Hamilton, for example, not only slept with another man's wife, but he paid off the man with public funds to basically keep him quiet, keep him from getting upset. And when the news came out about Alexander Hamilton's affair, George Washington, James Madison, even his bitter political enemy Thomas Jefferson all decided to keep it quiet. They decided it was a private affair. Thomas Jefferson had sex with Sally Hemings, his slave, which I guess would be scandalous if it were not for the fact that most African Americans in America today, I think well over 90%, can trace their heritage to at least one white person. And I don't mean that it comes from interracial marriages. I mean that it comes from masters having sex with their slaves. And Thomas Jefferson was repeatedly harassed by that allegation, which turns out to have been true, we later know from genetic tests. Going up to today, let's say 100 years after the founders, we have President Grover Cleveland, who may be the first to have an opposing candidate use Cleveland's sex scandal as a campaign slogan. That's right, James Blaine, talking about Grover Cleveland's illegitimate child, actually had advertisements proclaiming what Grover Cleveland's child was saying. Quote, "Ma, ma, where's my pa gone to the White House? Ha, ha, ha." Yes, these scandals go on for a long time. In more recent days, though, most of them didn't come up until after they occurred. We now know that Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Dwight Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy had affairs, but we know it after the fact, not while they were president. Those that knew it at the time did their best to keep it a secret. And in fact, though Bill Clinton's tryst has been very widely spread, very few people know about the allegations against George H.W. Bush, the President Bush's father, that at least according to Joe Constant, Salon.com, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that George H.W. Bush had such an affair. No less than Linda Tripp, the same woman who was telling on Bill Clinton, has also talked about George Herbert Walker Bush's affair. But is any of this relevant? Is this any of our business? Do we have any right to know? Sure, it's nice to know the prurient details, like little children, you know, spying on somebody else. Maybe the public, not maybe, oh, most of the public loves to hear the gossipy details. But is it our right to know what's going on in the politician's private life? Does it matter if they're having an affair? What makes it matter? What if there are allegations of sexual harassment? What if the allegations are true? What if they're probably false? Very few people know about the Texas woman who filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against the current president, George W. Bush. Her lawsuit seems to suggest she's a little bit crazy. But she did commit suicide in an untimely manner before her case could be heard, so she got virtually no press. And I think that's as it should be. Though I should note that when Bill Clinton's good friend Vince Foster committed suicide, all the Republican hacks came out to challenge, to suggest that Clinton somehow was involved in it. I don't know of any Democrats that are taking advantage of the allegation against George W. Bush. Is there a different standard among Democrats and Republicans? Is this a partisan matter at all? When does it matter? Does it matter if the politician is a hypocrite? Does it matter if Bob Barr, the author of the Defense of Marriage Act, had four wives? As Barney Frank famously said in that debate, when Bob Barr was saying that gay people shouldn't be allowed to get married because it would destroy the sacredness of marriage, Barney Frank asked Bob Barr, which of your four marriages is the most sacred? And, you know, it's also well known that Bob Barr was committing adultery during all those marriages. Bob Livingston, right after leading a House of Representatives to have impeachment against Bill Clinton, also had to admit to his adulterous affair. Newt Gingrich, also leading the charge against Bill Clinton, divorced his wife, actually presented her with divorce papers while she was suffering from cancer, while she was recovering in the hospital, and then later, of course, divorced her to marry a young congressional aide. Does any of this matter? Is it relevant? Should Matt Drudge be talking about a report against Kerry that the woman absolutely denies? Is it matter that Strom Thurmond, who ran for president under the theme segregation now and forever, ran on the racist ticket for president, that he raped his housemaid in the 1920s? And I don't know how you use the term other than rape. I mean, okay, I think rape is non-consensual sex. Maybe I'm not saying that Strom Thurmond used violence. But if you're a black woman, I should say girl because she was 16, if you're a black girl working in the 1920s in South Carolina, and your master's son puts the moves on you, do you really think she could have refused? More recently, we have Jack Ryan, Illinois senator, candidate, was going to run against Barack Obama, who apparently, according to his wife and divorce papers, interestingly, this did not come out from the wife. It came out from reporters looking at these divorce papers. The court unsealed them. Apparently, according to actress Jeri Ryan, he insisted that she go to sex clubs. There's gory details of the sex clubs with whips and chains and so much and so forth, and have public sex in front of others. Is any of this our business? Let's say, hypothetically, you have a politician and you like him. And I'm going to say him for the sheer reason that I don't know. Maybe you folks can join in and let me know. But I don't know of a sex scandal involving a female politician. They all seem to be men who are committing adultery on their wives. So let's say you've got a politician and you like his policies. You support everything he votes for. You like whatever your views are on anything. I don't care. Taxes, gun control, abortion, the war in Iraq, whatever your views are, this politician holds those views. And then you find out he committed adultery. Does it matter? Does it affect your vote? Do the circumstances matter? Do you have a right to know? What if it involved a congressional aide or an intern? Does it matter if he is her boss? Does it matter if there's sexual harassment allegations? Does it matter if those allegations are to be believed? Does it matter if the politician paid for sex? Does that matter to you? That certainly has been an allegation of many politicians. Or is it really none of our business? After all, I don't know many people who want their private sex lives aired publicly. If we don't want people to know about our private sex lives, what right is it for us to know about politicians' sex lives? When we come back from commercial, I'm going to be reading from the blog of Jessica Cutler, the infamous Washingtonian. She, of course, was having sex with some six famous Washingtonians. And I don't know how glamorous it was, but we're going to read from some of that. And I want to hear from you. I want to know from you, when does it matter? When is a politician's private sex life, when should it be made public? When should you know? Should you know if a politician is cheating on his wife? Should you know if there's blackmail, allegations of blackmail involved? What if there's hypocrisy involved? What if there's payments of money involved? When is it relevant? I want to go beyond some of the, you know, titillating details here and try to figure out publicly, whatever you are, Democrat, Republican, what are your views on when is it proper to know a politician's sex life? Let's say, just for the heck of it, let's say that Governor McGreevy simply committed adultery with another man. Let's say there were no allegations of blackmail, no allegations of sexual harassment. Should he have resigned? What is it that bothers you, if it does bother you, about Jessica Cutler and her behavior? After all, is she any different from Samantha in Sex and the City? This is a woman who simply enjoys having sex. It's not like the men she was having sex with, the married men and so forth, that they thought it was, that, you know, they were going to marry the Washingtonian, otherwise known less fabulously as the blog slut. I mean, they're not going to marry her. Why shouldn't she be able to do as she will? Is it that she simply became public with it? Is that what matters? I want to hear from you, and I want you to try to explain to me when it matters. Now, I know many of you, longtime listeners, don't call in. Consider calling in on this one. I think it's an interesting topic because I think we may come down very differently from where we might think we will. If you want to, if you're listening for the first time on WAGE, again, maybe you're in between the baseball games, call in. The local number is 703-777-1200. I should note that the show will be ending a little early today. We're going to be ending about 10 minutes before the hour, 7:50 Eastern Time, because we do want to get to the Babe Ruth World Series, the World Series of High School Baseball. We're going to get to that, and the pregame show will be at 10 to 8. So we're going to end early. So if you're just listening, waiting for that pregame show, call in. Let me know what you think. Locally, the number is 703-777-1200. For my internet listeners, the number is toll-free, 877-57-SCOOP, 877-57-SCOOP. Or, most of you know, you can always send me an email. Just send the email to comment@radioinsidescoop.com. Or you can do as you've already done and comment on my blog. It may not be as interesting as Jessica Cutler's, but many of you have already commented on it, and I want to hear from you. So call in, and we'll be right back with your calls right after this.
Here's a message about Anderson Windows from J.T. Hurst & Company. J.T. Hurst, where customer service comes first. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, keep in mind that windows play a big part, so it's important to get the right ones. Anderson not only offers finely crafted windows and patio doors in thousands of sizes and styles, they also give you natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and long-lasting energy-saving performance. Stop in and see the full line of Anderson Windows at J.T. Hurst & Company. The pros at J.T. Hurst can locate a contractor to do the job for you or give you some helpful tips on how you can do it yourself. J.T. Hurst, where customer service comes first, on Catoctin Circle in Leesburg. Anderson Windows, long live the home.
Here we are at the beginning of the 21st century, a time of rapid change in technology. At NOVEC, Northern Virginia Electric Cooperative, we spend a good part of our day using the latest technologies to provide our customers with the most reliable electric service possible. Simply put, when you hit the switch, the light comes on, the toaster toasts, the oven cooks, and the computer announces you've got mail. The rest of our day is spent using slightly older business methods. For more than 60 years, we've dedicated ourselves to making our communities better places to live and work, lending our time, resources, and support to organizations that make real differences in people's lives, embracing the future while holding on to our heritage. Some things are meant to change. Some things are not. We're NOVEC, locally based and member-owned. For a list of customer services, answers to your questions, and even employment opportunities, visit our website at www.novec.com. NOVEC. I got the power to move ya.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, bringing you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. And the phone lines are full. I think it's interesting that when I talk about the deficit, I don't seem to get this kind of very strong reaction. But I do want to hear from you. When is a politician's private life the public business? Let's go right to the phones. Caller, you're on the air with Mark Levine. What's your first name? Where are you from?
Hey, this is Mike from L.A.
Hey, Mike. When is a politician's private life? When do we have a right to know it?
Well, Mark, I cannot believe you're taking the tack with this story. To me, it matters when the welfare of the constituency he was sworn to protect is harmed by his actions.
You're talking about Governor McGreevy now.
Absolutely. If this, in the first place, when I first heard this story, I have to admit, I'd never heard of the governor of New Jersey, and my first thought was, oh, please let him be a Republican. But, you know, he wasn't.
Well, no,
if this had been a Republican, Mark, you would not be sitting here on the radio defending his right to screw around in his wife.
Now, wait a minute.
Of our business.
Now, wait a minute. Let me just be clear here. Let me just let you know where my position is. I am not saying that if he was committed sexual harassment or that he should. I mean, I think there's more to the story than simple adultery, okay? And to the extent that there's any other corruption involved, sexual harassment, blackmail, I don't defend it at all. In fact, I should tell you, I know of one gay activist who sent me an email saying that he thought Governor McGreevy should lead the Human Rights Campaign, the major gay lobbying group. I said, no, absolutely not. He's a bad role model. I'm not defending Governor McGreevy. What I'm asking hypothetically is, let's say it was only adultery. It was only adultery. Then, Mike, do you think he should go?
Mark, here's the problem. All right, and this is what people missed with Clinton. This is what people missed with Kennedy. It's not a matter of having an affair. I don't particularly care whether a politician has an affair or not, because it is, I mean, powerful men tend to do that, all right? It's not something that we're going to do anything about it in this lifetime.
Kennedy, Roosevelt, Eisenhower, Martin Luther King, Hamilton, Jefferson.
The difference is between Roosevelt and Bush Sr. and then somebody like Clinton and Kennedy, they chose carefully. They chose people who had as much to lose as they did, and I mean, it wasn't impulse.
Oh, no, is it the status of the person that matters?
Absolutely.
Really, Mike?
It is a matter of, as soon as you put yourself in that position, you put yourself at the mercy of that person. And if you're going to have an affair, especially if you're the leader of the free world, if you're in a position of trust, you don't just pick the first one unstable little 24-year-old that walks by and flashes their thong at you.
Well, no, I agree with you that blackmail is a serious consideration. Is
it's
that what you're
saying?
It's a huge
consideration.
Okay, but, you know, anyone can blackmail anyone. I mean, Lucy Mercer, Roosevelt's, mistress, I guess, was more discreet than Monica Lewinsky. But, it's not really their status, right? You're just saying, is it okay if they have an affair with someone who's discreet then?
I'm not saying it's okay. What I'm saying is I don't know how relevant it necessarily is, except that these are their clear-cut egregious cases. If you look at Kennedy,
right.
I mean,
Marilyn Monroe.
There's clear and compelling evidence that General Dynamics, who is completely unqualified to do so, got a multi-billion dollar contract to build one of the first F-1 fighters because they sent a guy in and got information about, Judith Campbell Exner, Sam Giancana's girlfriend.
Okay. All right, and I hear your point. You're saying, I mean, if there's a blackmail possibility, if there's a payoff, then I agree with you. Then there's illegal stuff going on, and then we definitely have a right to know.
That's number one.
I mean, Alexander Hamilton, though, he paid off the husband of his mistress, and everyone seemed to keep quiet about it. Maybe you think that was wrong, too.
Again, a huge betrayal of the public trust. And that's the same category I put this McGreevy character into. He makes this some guy he has the hots for that's not even an American citizen, and who's previous accomplishments included basically writing poetry. He makes him director of Homeland Security for the state of New Jersey.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you that's wrong, but let me ask you this. What about other politicians who put family members, not people they're sleeping with, but not necessarily secretly. I mean, politicians put their wives, certainly Bill Clinton put Hillary Clinton in charge of health care. John Kennedy put his brother, Robert Kennedy, attorney general. The mere fact that we have first ladies in general and we treat them as if they're something special, the first lady, who is she? She's just the wife of the president. I mean, we already have politicians who die and their spouses become senator or governor. How's it any different?
Oh, it's tremendously different. In the first place, this was done quietly. In the second place, it's a highly sensitive position for which this guy had no qualifications.
Right, that's true.
In the third place, he was completely ineffective because none of the other state agencies and none of the federal agencies would give any information to him because he couldn't even get a security clearance.
No, you're absolutely right. I think I totally agree with you, which is why when McGreevy first came out, I remember thinking to myself, there's got to be more to the story than a simple fact that he's gay and having an affair. And I agree with you that given the circumstances as I understand them, McGreevy was absolutely right to step down. My question, though, is there always, and maybe you're saying is there always this fear of blackmail, this fear of paying off someone to keep quiet, and therefore if that's the reason we have a right to know?
Absolutely.
All right.
I really believe, I try to be kind of sanguine about it, Mark. To be pragmatic in terms of, you cannot dictate and determine the morality of politicians, and people who tend to run for these types of offices tend to be strong, ego-driven types that kind of think it's their right, and I don't know that we're going to be able to regulate that.
Well, let me ask you this. One last question, then I got other people holding on. Martin Luther King is reported to have had an affair. In fact, J. Edgar Hoover discovered evidence of it. He tried to prove that King was a communist, couldn't prove that, but could prove that he was cheating on his wife. Does that mean that Martin Luther King shouldn't have led the civil rights movement?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that at all. I mean, but Martin,
what's the difference?
I believe that if it had come out and it had been made public, he would have definitely lost some of his.
Oh, I'm sure he would have. But is it fair? What should be the standard? Is the standard not having an affair but misusing the position? Is that the standard?
I think you kind of create. Your own standard depending on how you handle it. You know, I think that it's great, George H. W.
in the 1920s, but, and Bob Barr, who's trying to stop other people from getting married, we should know about his breach of his marriage oath, but if a politician isn't trying to stop other people from having sexual freedom, then maybe we shouldn't know. I don't know. Let's go to another caller. Caller, you're on the air with Mark Levine. When do you think a politician should have the right to privacy?
Oh, hello, Mark?
Yes, you're on the air.
I have to agree with the first caller. My wife was sitting here with me as well. I don't think it's any of our business whether it's a gay relationship or a heterosexual relationship until the trust that we have with them, the contract as an elected official, somehow is jeopardized. And I agree with what Mike said wholeheartedly that you've got to be able to prove it. It's got to be seen there. His relationship with, I didn't even follow this, so I didn't even know who the guy was, really. But
his name is Sabel. He is an Israeli, and he's reportedly, the allegations are, and again, I don't know if they're true, but they are that he was appointed as the New Jersey Homeland Security Advisor, even though he was unqualified, and that when, for whatever reason, either McGreevy either broke off the affair or didn't appoint him, it's not clear for what reason, that he tried to extort money from McGreevy to basically say, if you don't give me money, I'll go public with this. And McGreevy and I'm not giving him any credit for appointing a lover to a position, not at all, but to his credit, at least when the blackmail charges came, did apparently immediately inform the FBI, and this seems to have been the impetus for his press conference.
You know, I mean, that's very, very admirable. And I mean, it shows, you know, the integrity that, okay, I'm going to have to, like, put up or shut up. I have to make a stand right here because my position, my elected position, is threatened, and my constituents are threatened by this.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying. I, you know, as long as you come on the radio and I listen to you on Sunday nights and I can fact check and I know that you're speaking what you've found, but if I ever thought that, like, for some reason, like, you were just telling us something because somebody else, maybe my example's not even good.
You wouldn't want me to be telling you something because someone that says, Mark, if you don't say this on the air, I'm going to talk about your sexual history. No, of course
or,
not.
Yeah, and it can be blackmail or it can be temptation. It's just when I think back to Barney Frank. I think you know that scandal with
and
his,
Barney.
Very honorable about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he wasn't honorable to get involved in the first place, but he was honorable to admit it. Barney Frank had sex with a prostitute and admitted it. What's interesting is that we find a lot of these people that have just come out with Jessica Cutler, the Washingtonian blog slut, as she's often called, is that these politicians are still in power, haven't admitted, haven't been censured, as Barney Frank was, and... you know, they're apparently paying her for sex. So it's an interesting standard. I guess my question, though, is this. The challenge that Sabell apparently gave to Governor McGreevy was he was going to sue him for sexual harassment, and if McGreevy didn't settle, he would go public with the charges. I wonder, to some extent, if it's that different from what Paula Jones did to Bill Clinton. Paula Jones, of course, sued Bill Clinton. Her case was thrown out of court as having absolutely no factual basis, and yet she still had to be paid off because, really, of the embarrassment. Is what she did that different from what Sabell apparently is tried to do to McGreevy?
Well, I mean, I'll go on just the research I've done, and, you know, somebody might come on and contradict me, but I would say that there were... forces backing Paula Jones.
No, that's true. No, there's no question about it.
The action itself was the same. It was blackmail, but it was how it was used.
Right.
She was used. She became a tool where this gentleman, I believe, acted on his own.
Well, I think that's exactly right, and I want to appreciate your call. We got to go to commercial break.
Okay. Thanks,
I want to encourage other folks to call in. It's been a very interesting discussion so far. And all you have to do to call in is dial toll-free 877-57-SCOOP. Or you can call locally 703-777-1200. It is an interesting topic, and I don't think it's an easy one. When is a politician's private life private? When should it be private? What do you think? Call in. Give me your opinion. That's what the Inside Scoop is all about. We'll be right back after this.
Education, anytime, anywhere, with edanywhere.com. Edanywhere.com can help your students. We confront issues head-on with proven programs and methodologies. If your child has poor grades, reading, writing, or math difficulties, school attendance problems, a poor self-concept, or lack of motivation, edanywhere.com can help with tutoring in specific subject areas, remedial help in reading, writing, spelling, English, math, science, and social studies, GED test preparation, and accredited high school diploma programs. Edanywhere.com provides a middle and high school curriculum that is delivered 24/7 on the Internet for self-paced, independent study. At-risk students in school systems nationwide have been enrolled with a success rate in excess of 85%. Register for classes now by calling 703-4ED-0805 or by downloading from www.edanywhere.com. Education, anytime, anywhere, with edanywhere.com. Committed to leaving no student behind.
America's best-dressed sandwich can be summed up by one word, Blimpy. And a mouth-watering, overstuffed Blimpy sub is just around the corner at Blimpy's newly remodeled new location on Catoctin Circle at the Amoco Station in Leesburg. Also next to the Government Center in Leesburg and on Sterling Boulevard. Stop by soon and try some delicious new wraps, including the Southwestern with turkey, bacon, and guacamole, the barbecue wrap, chicken Caesar, zesty Italian, beef and cheddar wrap, or the ultimate BLT wrap with capicola, cheddar, and bacon. and what makes a Blimpy sub so delicious? Start with a fresh baked roll, now available in your choice of honey wheat, sesame seed, poppy seed, zesty parmesan, white, and wheat. Stack it high with fresh meats and cheeses fixed to order with lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, peppers, and all your favorites. Plus, get a free 12-ounce coffee on Mondays. Stop by the new Blimpies today on Catoctin Circle in Leesburg, and don't forget the other locations, next to the Government Center in Leesburg and on Sterling Boulevard. Blimpies also has great employment opportunities.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop on Washington. I'm your host, Mark Levine. We're talking about sex scandals, not just Governor McGreevy of New Jersey, but really any sex scandal involving a politician. Politicians would like to keep their private lives private, but most of us, many of us, want to know, when is it our right and duty to know about a politician's sex life? Does it matter that the politician is committing adultery? Would you want people to know about your private sex life? Would that keep you from running for office? And what do you think about all these women? Mike from L.A. suggests that if you're going to have an affair, at least have it with a woman that keeps the thing quiet. Many people are arguing that the Washingtonian, Jessica Cutler, basically did nothing wrong except tell everyone about her story. What do you think of these women? Are they victims? Are they perpetrators? Are they both? Do you pity them? Do you despise them? Can you do both? Let me know. The number is toll-free if you're listening on the Internet, 877-57-SCOOP, 877-57-SCOOP. If you're listening on WAGE, AM 1200, you can just make a local call, 703-777-1200. Caller, you're on the air with Mark Levine.
Hi, Mark. This is Ed from New York.
Hi, Ed.
I wanted to make a couple of comments. First of all, I was having trouble getting your show on the net, but before I got cut off on the net, I heard Mike, and I think when I heard Mike, it occurs to me that a lot of these women who go ahead and have these affairs do so because they want to enrich themselves with kiss-and-tell books.
Yeah, well, Monica Lewinsky was at least alleged to have been trying to get her presidential knee pad, and Jessica Cutler is getting a six-figure sum for her book, as well as a layout in Playboy, though, at least from what I can tell, she really didn't mean for her blog to be discovered.
Well, I'm not so sure she didn't mean it. I think this might be pre-book publicity, and this might be pre-Playboy publicity. And all of that is designed to get more interest in what she has to say when she goes out and gives her whole story.
So you don't feel sorry for these women at all?
No, I don't feel sorry for them. I think they're taking advantage of the situation.
How about the politicians? You feel sorry for them at all?
Look, politicians are voted for because people feel like they can trust them and they can keep their word. And if a politician can't keep his word, then the general public understands they may not keep their word about their political promises.
So bottom line, Ed, does adultery matter? Should the public know?
Well, it depends. I suppose if you're the politician, the answer is it should not. But if you're not the politician, I think it does matter.
Okay. Thank you very much for your call. Let me go to another caller here. Caller, you're on the air with Mark Levine. What's your first name? Where are you from? Caller, you there? Caller, last chance. I'm talking to you. All right, I think we've lost this caller. If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 877-57-SCOOP, 877-57-SCOOP, or call locally, WAGE, 703-777-1200. The show is going to end a little bit early today at about 10 to 8, so we can get right to the Babe Ruth baseball World Series for high school baseball, very important if your kid's in that. And I'll be tuning in for the pregame show in just about 7 minutes. But I do want to know, what do you think about politicians that are committing adultery? Do we have a right to know? If you look through Jessica Cutler's blog, she describes some pretty titillating details. And she talks about the fact that these Washington men are paying her to have sex. And that she doesn't mind. In fact, she talks about this dating a doctor who gave her gifts, and she says that's the standard you hold every guy to for the rest of your life. In fact, her very first blog entry talks about this. Let's see if I can get to it. Well, this isn't her first blog entry, but let's read this one. It says, This guy, he looks just like George Clooney when he takes off his glasses. I'm seeing another person on the Hill. At least this one is counsel, not an aide. Well, I guess that makes me feel good. I was counsel, not an aide. Maybe that's more important. She goes on to describe a lawyer in Georgetown who took her out and wanted to physically hurt her. So she said no, but then he gave her money. He peeled off a few hundred from that roll of cash he carries around, quote unquote. And as I was getting out of the car, Jessica writes, I acted indignant, like I don't need his help, but I kept saying, why punish myself? And later on, she took the money, as well as a married Bush appointee in Washington hotels. Now, this married Bush appointee, who is sleeping with Jessica Cutler, one of her six men, he still has his job. I'm not going to name him here, but he still has his job. He hasn't been fired. Does his adultery matter? Does the fact that he's paying for sex matter? Does the fact that, you know, is it known, now that it's known, Jessica Cutler has made it fairly clear, she gave initials for the people, does that matter? You know, Ed seems to think that these women are pretty snarky, to use a word. I guess I agree. I don't have much sympathy for Jessica Cutler, and yet I do have a lot of sympathy for someone like Anita Hill, right? Anita Hill did not want to come forward. She was brought forward by subpoena. She was forced to tell her story. And indeed, I should tell you, as someone who went to Yale Law School and was there while the Anita Hill Clarence Thomas controversy ensued, the professors at Yale Law School told me that they believed Anita Hill. In fact, they also told me that Clarence Thomas used to run movies, dirty movies, in the basement. He used to call it part of the First Amendment Society, and he and five other students used to run pornographic movies in the basement. Now, again, I don't care if Clarence Thomas likes pornography. I'm not sure that's any of our business. But when he gets up there and he says, yeah, under oath, this is a high-tech lynching, then that's when all this stuff matters. What interests me is that I think that maybe privacy should only be in cases of hypocrisy, money, payoffs, sexual harassment, when there's other nefarious stuff going on, not the adultery alone. But what I'm hearing from many of you is that adultery alone matters. I don't know. What do you think? Caller, you're on the line. Oh, we lost that caller. Sorry about that, caller. Call on back if you want. 877-57-SCOOP or 703-777-1200. Let me read more from Jessica's blog here. She writes, women can have one-night stands for fun. It doesn't mean we're going to marry the man or even like him. We just thought he was hot. My girlfriends and I have talked about how if you have a one-night stand, he tries to cuddle with you. You're like, what are you doing? It's a one-night stand. It's not like he's your boyfriend or anything. You know, she definitely treated these men, these powerful Washington men, you know, she used them as much as they used her. Why does this matter to us? Why does this matter to us? Why do we, is it just that we like to know? Is that what it is? We just want to know these, you know, these titillating details? Or does it actually matter? As Mike points out, because after all, someone could be being blackmailed. In Jim McGreevy's case, Governor McGreevy's case, it looks like there may have been some blackmail occurring. Now, to his credit, he did go out and he did tell the FBI. But, you know, the fact that he put his lover in a position of power, is that really so different from politicians putting their wives in power? I mean, Mike seems to think so because it's secret. You know, my understanding is Mitterrand paid off his mistress. But does it really make a difference? I mean, if it were public, is that the difference? I'm not sure. I know. I do know, though, that these are very old allegations, and they'll continue to happen as we go on in Washington. Matt Drudge, in fact, just tried to talk about John Kerry when the woman denied it all. And again, I had to wonder if it really mattered, and I have to wonder if there is a different standard between people like Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush. Caller, you're on the air with Mark Levine. What are your thoughts on this?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Steve Wells from AR Group.
Okay. Well, we're on the radio right now, so unless you have a comment on my program, we'll have to move on.
Thank you.
Okay. That's one of the computer people at we may have had some computer problems here, but I do want to conclude, and we got to end real quick because we're going to minor league baseball, I should say, the high school baseball, the World Series of Baseball, Babe Ruth. That's coming up in just a minute. I just want to conclude by saying that I do think politicians' lives should be private, unless they're involved in something else. But as many of you listeners have pointed out, that may often be the case. That's it for the Inside Scoop today. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. You can get it by going to www.radioinsidescoop.com. We're going to talk about the poll numbers, who's ahead in the Electoral College of the Bush-Kerry race. That's it. We'll be right back just after this break with baseball, the Babe Ruth World Series.
When some men commit violence against women, we all pay the cost. But there are people in our communities working to end this violence. Virginians Aligned Against Sexual Assault recently honored 10 men for their efforts to end domestic and sexual violence. Here's a message from one of these men of vision.
Hi, this is Chris Bjornson from Longwood College. Young people today are exposed to an ever